We're about to go live with the Motor Live Drive in just a few minutes, as soon as we are good to go. In the meantime, we're playing music from the Magic Sticks New Year's Eve show. Background right now is Lord Scrimmage doing Dead Dog. This is WHFR Dearborn. We're about ready to go live with Leonardo in the studio, but I wanted to mention a couple other shows happening New Year's Eve. Millions of Brazilians and Electric Six are playing at St. Andrews. Over at the Old Miami on Cass Avenue in the Wayne State area, Dark Red is going to be playing along with several other bands. And Saturday night, if you haven't had enough music on Friday night, Saturday night at the Magic Stick, there is a Shoegazers extravaganza featuring Distro. Should be an interesting place to spend a Saturday night. Want to wish everybody a happy holiday and have a safe new year. Be sure to tune in next week when we do the Best of Motor, where we're going to be featuring some of the highlights of 2010. And remember, you can always check them out on the podcast, because just go to whfr.fm. Click on Motor Live Drive, and you can go by date. We hope to soon be able to have more information available when you get there, but right now it's strictly by date. And you can re-listen to any show we've had for the last 3 years on the podcast here on the station Making Waves, WHFR Dearborn. Coming up right now, we've got Leonardo in the studio, and I'm bringing down that music.
All right. And we're on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We had Leonardo here in the Live Drive at 5 studios. Are you there, Leonardo?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I can barely hear you.
Oh, wow. Well, Merry Christmas.
There we go.
Now we have you.
The sound guy got here.
Yeah. Yes, we always have Alan Cantito here to thank, making sure everybody sounds fabulous.
So, All right.
In fact, what would you like to start out with today?
Well, what I'd like to play is something that I usually play when I play out, because people are real familiar with Eric Clapton's Unplugged CD. You know, he got a Grammy. Pretty big deal. And in that tune, or in that set he did, he played a Robert Johnson song called Walking Blues. But when Alan Lomax went to find Muddy Waters down in the Delta, like you see at the beginning of Cadillac Records, you know, Muddy played one of his tunes called Country Blues, which is basically the music that Clapton used in his Walking Blues. And, you know, with blues, you can, like, chop it all up and just rearrange it. And even Charlie Patton, you know, he had a hit with his Pony Blues, right? It was such a hit, he redid his own tune called Stony Pony Blues.
Because, you know, everybody did.
Yeah, right.
Just put different lyrics on, you got a whole new song.
You got a whole new song. So I like to play that just to show that, you know, these two songs are really, it's the same thing, except, you know, Clapton got a Grammy and, you know, Muddy probably got a pair of shoes. But, yeah, so here's the deal.
Thank you.
Ah, my two fans. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, usually after all the big bands we're having in, it's a big change to have a solo guitar player in here. Uh-huh. Now, but you're playing something a little different. Would you like to introduce your band?
My band. Well, there's just me. Yeah. I like to play or listen to old blues, like a lot of people do, but also try and figure out a different way to play these songs because, you know, I wasn't raised in a blues environment, you know. I mean, I don't really have the blues, nor do I intend on getting them. but I like the music, you know, and it's very emotional. So I like to listen to these old songs, and because I will never have the timing nor the phrasing of Charlie Patton or Robert Johnson or people like that, Stonehouse. I don't have that kind of brain. I mean, my brain marches in time, you know, da na 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 na. And it's hard to knock yourself out of that. But I also try and, you know, growing up listening to the Stones, growing up listening to the Beatles, like a lot of other guys, you know, how can I play this song where, you know, people can relate to it and make it, you know, enjoyable to listen to? And it's been about, you know, 7-year trip. And I play around town a little bit, not much. You know, I have, like, no gigs pending, nothing happening. I get a phone call, would you want to do this? You want to come play on the radio?
There you go.
You know? This is not the show. And, yeah, here I am. So.
Okay, but what are you playing today?
What am I playing today?
Yeah.
It's called Delta Blues.
No, what kind of guitar are you playing? You got something
guitar.
A little bit different. Yeah.
Oh,
the band part, yeah.
You've read my file. All right.
Yeah.
Well, in 1927, a Slovak immigrant named John Dopraja patented what's called the National Tricone Guitar, which is, I have an example of that here. The problem was Leo Fender had not come along yet, and guitars were pretty quiet. So if you were outside and you were in a tent and there's, you know, Betsy Smith wailing away, right, no one would hear you. So he mechanically found a way to make your guitar louder, make the body of it out of metal, and take sort of an aluminum speaker cone kind of thing and suspend it in the body and then put the strings over it. So when the strings move, the aluminum cone would move and you would get this mechanically amplified guitar. And when the blues guys discovered these things, they went, yeah, I want one of those, you know. It sounds cool. And there you go. And you know, the story went from there. John Dopraja quit, and he, with his brothers, formed another company, the Dopraja Brothers, hence the name Dobro, and invented another style, a guitar altogether, which sounds a little more smoother, and the country guys seem to use Dobros. Blues guys, I mean, if you want to be a real blues guy, you got to have two Nationals. You got to have a tricone and a single cone.
And you have both.
Yeah, well, I'm cool.
Okay.
I'm cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm not quite there, but I'm on the road to being cool.
You're working on it.
All
right. Right. Yeah.
Well, let's put you to work some more. You got some
okay.
more music
Oh,
in
I've
you?
Got all kinds of music.
Well,
and
let it rip.
We talked about the tricone. So maybe if you give me a moment, I'll get that guitar because they're over here.
Yeah, those National Steel guitars, usually you can see them. They stand out because they're bright and shiny. He's got some.
Right.
Oh, these are gray right. and red.
Yeah, well, yeah. These, you see, originally they made the bodies out of something they called German silver, which was this alloy, mm-hmm. and they chrome it, and it looked great, you know, they looked great, and you can still buy that model, but I'm sort of an economy blues man, and they also make the bodies out of steel and just paint them, and to me, they all sound the same, and it depends more what you're playing than what you're playing it on. So that's why these are just the colors. Yeah, I don't think they ever made a painted tricone. But, well, I'd have to check on that. But this song here I'll play is another one the people in your audience might be familiar with. it was covered by the Rolling Stones, and I don't know if they covered it or just ripped it off, but on my copy of Beggar's Banquet, it said, you know, all songs by Jagger Richards, and this one here is really by a guy named Robert Wilkins, and Robert Wilkins lived in Hernando, Mississippi, and he recorded this tune in 1929. So let's see. Finger picks, no slide. I might be ready. This is in D for the guitar players in your audience, which I know there are many of. This is an open D. The other guitar is an open G. So, and the Stones played it, you know, just like the rest. I mean, they didn't try and hide it, you know. They put Charlie in a little bit, you know, making it's pretty funny. But these days, Robert Wilkins gets the credit.
And what Rolling Stone song was that?
Prodigal Son.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, do you know any Led Zeppelin? I know they were big.
Yeah. Well, you know, I leave that to other guys.
Okay, well, that's good. But
there's a lot of bands that there. Actually, the first song I ever learned was Stairway to Heaven. I was the amp guy, and this is like 72. I was the amp guy at Gus Zappi's Music on 8 Mile, and the song had hit, right, and everybody's, you know, they're coming in with all their paper route money, they're getting a Les Paul, they're getting a Marshall stack, they're wheeling it out, they can't keep this stuff in stock. And they insisted on showing me how to play. I said, I don't play guitar. Well, that's no problem. It goes like this. And I'm up there plunking away. And, you know, I wound up playing a guitar and, you know, learning open tuning or the standard tuning, open chords, and strumming Beatles songs like a million other people. And I, you know, that I play in bands and all that, but I never really found like what I do until I met Robert Jones, and you know, he's playing this stuff, and that was that.
That's the Reverend Robert Jones.
The Reverend Robert B. Jones. Yeah. Yes, yes.
He used to be the blues guy on DET.
Yeah.
And until he got himself a church.
He's got himself in church. I went to one of his services, believe it or not. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They sing. They sing pretty good. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the first thing Robert ever said to me, you know, I only knew one blues song, so I played it, and he just went, "You playing like a white boy,"
well,
which is pretty tough criticism. But he told me why, and you know, put me on the path. And he and I have gotten together maybe like once a year for the 7 years. No, I'd work up a bunch of stuff, and he'd go, "No, that ain't you," or I'd play something, "I like that, yeah." And you know, he doesn't really show me how to play songs. I'll just work stuff up, and he'll kind of give it a yay or an A, or maybe do this instead. So, because to me, you know, I don't look at him as like a really good local guy. I look at him as a really good national guy.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he doesn't know just about blues. He knows the whole story, and he's lived it, and he plays it, and the songs he write really reflects, you know, his background.
Well, have you got a song that meets Robert Jones' approval?
Yeah, I do, but it'll be the last tune.
We'll save that one for a while.
He liked that version even better than his. But I have the other guitar, which I hope is still in tune, and maybe what I could do is play that, because I'd really, before we get done here today, I'd like to make sure that I play a Skip James song, because I feel like I'm sort of a... I don't know. I'm always blowing his horn because other than the song I'm So Glad, no one's ever heard of him until Oh Brother, Where Art Thou came out in the Hard Times song, you know, was brought out. But a lot of his other stuff is never played, and he has a very, very unusual way of tuning his guitar. It's called the Bentonia tuning for Bentonia, Mississippi. And... the story on that was apparently during the First World War, some guys from the Bahamas learned it in Europe, and they brought it back, and somehow it got to Bentonia, Mississippi. And there was a guy, unfortunately, was never recorded, named Henry Stuckey. And he showed it to Skip and a few other people, like Jack Owens plays that way. But even, you know, with electric guitar, that was the tuning that Albert Collins used, but in a different key. You know, you tighten the strings a little different, put a capo on it. But that tuning is what he played, and that could be part of the reason he sounded like the Iceman.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's get this really old, nasty 1964 Gibson 12-string, which barely stays in tune, despite the best efforts of Larry Stevens. And that's not fingering it, that's just the playing it open. You get that haunting, you know, minor key thing. And if you want to go major, you just put one finger on a string and it smiles. And if you want to go sad, it goes sad. In this tune, Illinois Blues is the first song that Skip James wrote. 1931, he left the Delta, and they shipped him up to Grafton, Wisconsin to do all of his historic 1931 recordings. There's 18 songs, some on guitar, some on piano. This is one of them. The cool thing I really like about this song is he's talking about how great it is, man. It's great up here in Illinois, man. Oh, you're going to love it. But it's really not that great. You know, if you got a gig up in Chicago on the killing floor, you know, in the stockyard, you better off picking cotton. I mean, this was not an improvement in your standard of living, you know what I mean? So in this tune, he's playing, you know, and then it's all, you know, happy and everything. And then he lifts that finger off and hits this dissonant note to, like, bring it into minor, which is his way of saying this isn't really true. And it's a brilliant way of doing it. I mean, these guys were incredible artists. Now, they might have never graduated high school and might have had, you know, severe dental problems and dressed funny and all that. But when it came to playing a tune, I mean, they really, really had it down. And I can't encourage, you know, the Chicago electric blues era guitar players out there. You to listen to those old songs and try and figure out what they did. And if you can put that into your stuff, it really, really takes you out of that standard box that everybody seems to play in and gives you a whole new perspective on this. But I could talk for, you know, the whole time, and you got me here to play songs. So it'll be Illinois Blues, my version of it, of course. Must have been a clam. They didn't like it.
Oh no, no! We gotta wait for that guitar to die down. We gotta let things settle.
If I could give you a real quick instrumental of Skip's "I'm So Glad."
Please do.
That Cream did, and actually, and it was kind of cool because he got some money for that tune. So, because he died of cancer, and he was rediscovered for the folk revival in the 60s, and he got to play. But that tune, he actually got some money for.
Well, that's the good thing.
You can see it on YouTube. He's actually playing it on YouTube. It's really, really cool. I mean, He was a phenomenal guitar player. And everybody has their style. You know, he wasn't Stevie. He wasn't Jimmy. Or any of that. But, man, I mean, I can't do it. I cannot do it. I don't. I've tried. Sit down with an adult beverage and say, okay, I'm going to do this again. And nah, I just play it my way. And
well, give it a go.
Yeah.
Bad for a white guy.
Well, you know, the coolest compliment that I ever got, and there haven't been that many, it's a short list to pick from, but I was playing up in Saginaw, this wonderful place called the White Crow Conservancy of Music, and some guy arrived like during the performance. He was late, and he walked in, and then I talked to him during the break. And he went, wow, you know, I walked in and I knew it was Bentonia tuning as a Skip James song. I was like, oh, God, what the hell was I late for? And he said, I thought you were a black guy. yeah. And I went, whoa, now that gets you another rung up the ladder. Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Well, I guess they know those at the conservatory.
Yeah. And this guy, he actually had a Charlie Patton record. The old 78, he bought it and it was broken. And he says there's this place, of course, you can send it away and they put it all back together, you know, and you can actually play it. So he's the proud owner of a Charlie Patton record. He and I got along very, very well that evening. All right. So here we are. We're already half over. See how much fun we're having? The time is flying. Yeah. And you're thinking, oh, it's only an hour show.
I got to come and get some more music out of you.
Yeah. Let me put this guitar down.
Now, I Googled Leonardo and got several hits, but couldn't find you in the group. And then I typed out Leonardo Detroit Blues, and I got several hits, including your MySpace site. Is that the best way for people to reach you?
That'll work.
Do you have a Facebook as well?
I do, yeah.
And it's just Leonardo, no last name?
Janola.
Ginola? Yeah.
And how do you spell that?
Well, you're not Italian.
No. Yeah.
Gianola.
I don't think I ever knew your last name.
Most people don't. Well. You don't. I'm the only guy at my whole company of thousands of people with that name.
Well.
It's not a blues name.
Yeah, it's not a blues name yet, but I'll make it a blues name.
Well, you have.
Yeah. Oh, hey, what's up?
I like to do a song. I usually play it at gigs, and to Charlie Patton's song, there's not a lot of guitar in it. I mean, you play a guitar, of course, but it's not a lot. And with these resonator guitars, you don't have to hit all the strings. Like an electric guitar, you know, you don't have to play a power chord to get sound out of it. And the resonators are cool because you can make them really, really loud or really, really quiet very fast. And even quicker than electric because you just mute it with your hand. You don't have to touch the volume or anything. So, let me get into this. It's called High Sheriff's Blues.
Got to pick up that big, heavy guitar.
It's heavy, man.
Hey, I should get something that big made out of metal.
I should have get like B.B. King's assistant, you know, like handy the guitar. Wow. Okay, and this has a little story. This is a song that he recorded. It's one of his last recordings, which is, again, a ripoff of a tune he did before. And the high sheriff is the big sheriff of the town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he runs the jail. He's got the keys and all that. And his name is Mr. Purvis. And there's another guy named Mr. Wells who does the actual locking up of the individual. Well, the story is that Charlie and his lady friend or his wife or, you know, whatever, they had a little altercation that involved physically beating each other and drinking and, you know, all that. So they threw him in jail. And, well, it's a song about being a black guy in 1936 and being thrown in jail. This is not a happy song.
Well, it's the blues.
It is the blues. Well, there are some, you know, fairly humorous, you know, blues songs where, like, Terraplane Blues is about a car, but it really ain't about a car because there's no blues song about a car. It's about a lady. But, you know, the way he can, you know, get tangled up with the lady's wires and all that, it's pretty entertaining stuff. A little bit humorous, but this isn't the most humorous tune. In the key of G, on a single cone resonator. Been a trialin' Bilzoni, ain't no use to scream and cry. Ooh. Trialin' Bilzoni, ain't no use to scream and cry. Mr. Webb will take you back to Bilzoni jailhouse fly. Let me tell you folksy how they treated me. Ooh. Let me tell you folksy how they treated me. Well, they put me in a cellar just as dark as it could be. It was late one evening, Mr. Purvis was a standing round. Ooh. Was late one evening, Mr. Purvis was a standing round. Ooh. Mr. Purvis told Mr. Webb to let poor Charlie down. It takes booze and booze, Lord, to carry me through. Ooh. Takes booze and booze, Lord, who can he do? Ooh. 30 days seem like years in a jailhouse, where's no booze. I got up one morning, feeling mighty. Ooh. Got up one morning, feeling mighty bad. Ooh. And it just might have been in Bilzoni blues I had. When I was in trouble, ain't no use of screaming. Ooh. When I was in prison, ain't no use to scream and cry. Mr. Purvis on his mansion, well, he don't pay no mind. Another hit.
And the hits just keep on coming.
The hits just keep on rolling. Yeah. All right.
Speaking of your MySpace site, I was just there, and there's some videos of you with Robert Jones playing Little Red Rooster and a couple other videos of you.
Yeah, we did that at Memphis Smoke for the Sun House tribute.
So you don't have any shows lined up right now, but you have a MySpace and a Facebook for people to reach you. And you're a member of the Detroit Blues Society, I believe.
I am. I used to be, I was on the board or something. I was there.
And in fact, it's interesting, you mentioned Sun House.
Yeah,
he's buried right here in Detroit.
Yeah, right. And that was a fine effort of the Detroit Blues Society and also Big City Rhythm and Blues Magazine.
Yeah.
Robert Jr.
Shirley May.
That rap.
Yeah, they raised the money for that headstone, but I don't think they've ever had an actual celebration and had people come out and look at it. It's a beautiful headstone. I've been there and seen it.
Well, and the society did it for Calvin Frazier, and I was invited to do that, but I was on vacation, and Robert Jones and also Carl Henry, they played at that one. And I think that's going to be something that the Blues Society kind of takes on.
Yeah.
You know, I hope so, because it's a great, it's to show the respect for these
people. And also remember, you know, like who's Calvin Frazier, you know? Well, he was here in Detroit with Robert Johnson.
Yeah.
That's who he was. Yeah. Running from the law, he decided to stay. And lived right on Russell Street. Alan Lomax recorded him on Russell.
Yeah.
There's very, very little of Calvin Frazier recorded acoustically. I never listened to his electric stuff because I'm just that kind of guy. It was called The Old World's in a Tangle. You can find a CD on eBay, you know, or you can listen to this radio station because it has everything. But he sounded a lot like Robert Johnson, like a young Robert Johnson, because he wasn't quite as polished. You know, the timing wasn't perfect. But it's cool to listen to. If you're a fan of this kind of music and you've never heard it, I would check it out, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you just get some more music out here for us
right here
on WHFR.
This is it. All right. Now, just to show you that I'm versatile, that I don't play just one kind of song, I actually learned a spiritual song by Blind Willie Johnson called Troublesome Be Over. And Blind Willie, he has a song up in the Voyager. I guess Alan Lomax had something to do with choosing what songs went in that thing, and he picked Blind Willie's "Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground." So that's flying out. You know, who knows who's listening to that thing right now? Right? But Blind Willie is really cool because if you just hear the music in the background, it sounds like old blues, but it wasn't blues at all. It was spiritual music, and you know, another interesting guy that sticks out, you know, like Skip James sounds like Skip James, and nobody else does, and that's really, really hard to do. You know, you can walk into a bar and there's somebody playing, right? And it's like, who's this guy? You can look right at his face, you don't know who it is, because a lot of these guys sound the same. You know, they have this way of playing, and it's an easy pocket, and there you are. But Blind Willie, to me, he also had a voice that could, you know, knock a glass off the table, because he always sang outside. And, you know, fortunately, he recorded for Columbia, so his stuff is in really good shape. You know, even from the late 20s, it doesn't sound that bad. But here we go. I actually recorded this with a couple of ladies, a folk group, Maggie Ferguson and Denise Marie Stein. They sang back up on it, as Blind Willie's wife did when he recorded it in the first place. And there's a really, really cool video of this on YouTube, of Chris Thomas King playing it. It was taken out of Martin Scorsese's The Blues, and they made it look like it was 1928. You know, it's all old black and white, old cars, and they're on some old porch, it looked like in Greenfield Village. It's really, really cool.
Yeah,
and I will try and do it justice.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're here at WHFR Dearborn with Leonardo in the house. And as soon as the show is over at 6 o'clock, it'll be available at the podcast so people can listen to this anytime they want at their leisure. And if you have any questions or comments, you want to give us a call, we're here at 313-584-6110, or the 800 number is 585-4322, extension 9676. Thank you for listening to WHFR. We've got about 10 more minutes. You got some more music for us?
As a matter of fact, I do. And I'm going to try and get all this in so there'll be less talking.
All right.
This song I kind of came up with. Like, I try to not do any two songs the same, you know, the same pattern. And this song I put together, the Stones covered it. It was the first Robert John. Here I am talking again. First Robert Johnson song that they covered, Love in Vain, on the Let It Bleed album. They recorded it, Keith played it in standard tuning, because he wasn't in open G at that time. Robert Johnson recorded it in open G, so my thing was play it like Keith, but in open G. You know, you got to come up with an angle, and that's the best I could do. So... I use this song to show people that if you're playing by yourself, you're not in a band, the meter, which is the timing of the song, can kind of float. And it's very expressive. At least I'm trying to make it very expressive. Rather than just tapping your foot along, you know, some beer song or something. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
That's very nice.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess our little party is almost over.
Almost. We got about about 6 minutes left. So.
6 minutes. Okay. Well, here we go. We're going to go back to Skip James. And this is out of the movie, Oh Brother Art Thou, called Hard Time Killing Floor Blues.